A fast-moving ransomware bug has hit computer networks across Europe and is moving into the US, leaving cybersecurity experts scrambling to keep up. The so-called Petya virus has hit major companies and countries, locking their data until money is paid. From London, Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
The virus appeared to be local to Ukraine and Russia, but within 24 hours had spread throughout Europe and had hit the US. Kiev's airport and metro system, Russia's largest oil producer and one of the biggest US pharmaceutical companies, had all been infected. Ukraine's prime minister described the attack on his country as unprecedented. Photographs of computers show red writing on a black screen with the words, "Oops, your important files have been encrypted." It then gives instructions for a $300 payment to a Bitcoin wallet. Dan Raywood is the contributing editor for InfoSecurity magazine.
Ultimately, ransomware is about financial gain. So what's quite interesting about this one, as is the case in May, they only ask for a $300 in Bitcoin payment. Now, if you've locked someone down, you could ask for thousands. The chances are they probably wouldn't pay. £300, people might think, what the heck, we may just pay it. It's not a huge amount to a big company. Now, one thing we did see, a large shipping company have said that they've been impacted. So, you know, they might think it's pay. So maybe the way we're seeing this now is companies saying, you know, we can pay a small amount. So ultimately, it's to disrupt. It can be used to put companies offline, but financial gain is a major part of this.
This latest attack comes after last month's global hack named WannaCry, which affected 230,000 computers around the world, including public hospitals in the UK. Tim Rawlins, the director of the cybersecurity company, the NCC Group, says it could have been avoided.
Effectively, what has happened is somebody is using a very old exploit to attack IT systems. Really, we have built up over the years a huge digital debt. We haven't been patching our systems effectively. We haven't been keeping them up to date. And that really has led to this sort of problem occurring again and again.
Brian Lord was the Deputy Director for Intelligence and Cyber Operations at GCHQ, the British Intelligence and Security Organisation.
The world of cyber criminals, cyber hackers, is full of copycats. It could well be that a group of individuals have seen what's happened with WannaCry and said, I reckon I can do that better, faster, because all the tools are now in open source. So I think attribution is very early to say, but what we are saying is it is spreading in the same way as WannaCry. And I think... But the same principle applies. You know, what we are seeing now is a large number of corporations who quite plainly still have not put the up-to-date patches into place to protect themselves from the spreading of this virus.
Cybersecurity experts are trying to identify the extent of the ransomware, but they're already warning this could be worse than last month's attack. This is Lisa Miller in London for AM.